I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Church thinks Morgan Wallen's chair-throwing arrest off the roof of his bar, Chiefs, in Nashville was, quote, actually a good thing for the singer.
Eric Church recently did a big sit-down piece with the Los Angeles Times and talked about a lot of things, and that being one of them. And something else that we learned by reading that article, he has a nickname for Morgan Wallen.
Mo.
He calls him Mo.
I know you love that because that's what you call your daughter Morgan.
Yes. She's our Mo.
Hi, Eric. It's me, Mo.
Yeah.
Eric, I was a bad boy at your bar opening.
Yes.
What did you do, Mo? I threw a chair off a roof, Eric.
Eric said he called him right away after it happened.
Yeah, I was just reenacting the whole thing.
Okay.
That was a word-by-word reenactment, kind of. Don't quote me on it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Eric Church said that Morgan called him from the street right after it happened. And Eric said, uh-oh. And he said, I knew it was going to be noisy. And man, was it noisy. But he said, quote, it was actually a good thing for Mo. I think that was a line for him. And he's done really well since then. I think he's reacted positively as a person. He went down to Chiefs and apologized to the staff, shook everybody's hand, and said he was proud of him for how he handled it afterwards and how he's doing now.
I certainly hope he also went to the two cops he almost injured. He apologized to them as well.
If you remember, Morgan Wallen didn't post anything until after he had already gone down to the police department and had a conversation with everyone there before he spoke on it publicly.
Hey, Eric, it's me, Mo. I just got done saying I'm sorry to all the cops. Okay, Mo. I know two things about this week's ACM Awards on Thursday, by the way. Number one, we're not going to win an ACM.
Correct. We found that out on Friday. And we'll talk more about that a little later this morning.
Number two, I think it's my opinion, a two-man race. Man being the key word for Entertainer of the Year between Jelly and Morgan Wallen, don't you think? For Entertainer of the Year, the big one?
Yeah, it has to be one of the two. It does. By the way, Morgan Wallen's brand new album comes out on the 16th and has 37 tracks. Can't wait to hear it.
Here is Morgan on The Problem, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I shopped so hard last Friday, I broke a nail.
Wow.
Seriously, look at my pinky fingernail. I broke it almost down to the quick. It hurt so bad.
What does down to the quick mean? Like
down to the quick, right where the white starts on your nail? Yeah. Yeah. I was on a quest to find the perfect outfit for the event that John and I were hosting Saturday night, which was the gala for the Home of Guiding Hands.
What a wonderful evening we had at the beautiful Pendry Hotel. I love that organization, and they're so kind to us, providing disability support services to individuals in our community. Just a fabulous organization. Great people.
And thank you, Padre legend Randy Jones, for initially hooking us up with the Home of Guiding Hands, which is how we originally found them. Anyway, they had a theme this year. It was Run for the Roses with the Kentucky Derby. And so trying to think of something to wear. And my husband, when the time comes, likes to dress up. And he had purchased a pair of really cool, unique dress boots that have some really cool stitching on it. He wanted to wear that. So I was, for once, going to build my outfit around his. And doing some shopping on Friday, I was going back and forth on what I want. I took this dress, so maybe this one, or maybe I want to do a white suit, and I had to buy a pair of dress pants for him, and I'm carrying this all around Macy's, and I broke my fingernail. I get home, we're trying things on, we realize the pants won't work for my husband. I'm okay with the dress that I decided on.
Eh,
you know,
you're
I was
not
just
selling
like,
for okay, though.
I know.
You can't break a nail for okay.
I know. And I bought two different pair of shoes to go with each dress, deciding on which one I wanted because I was going to return the other. Saturday morning, as I'm returning some things, I'm at the store and I had a little time to kill. So I just made a quick lap around the store. You know, one of those, I'm like, okay. And on the dress rack is a gown that is pulled out and laying face out Like someone had been looking at it and left it there,
basically,
right?
Basically begging Tammy to take it.
It's this beautiful pink dress with gold and green and roses. It couldn't have been more perfect.
A bright light was shining on it
I
from above.
I swear to God, that's what it seemed like. I'm like, do I dare try it on or just stick with what I already decided I was going to wear? Because if I buy this dress, I have to change some things for my husband.
Sure, and it's a chance you might lose another nail. God forbid. Go ahead.
So I tried it on. It fit perfectly.
Of course it did. It was sent from above.
And ladies, it was a ball gown with pockets.
That's a thing.
I mean, oh my God. I'm telling you, when a woman finds a ball gown that fits perfectly and it has pockets, wow, that is like the Holy Grail.
You see how things turn around for her? You see? And the answer is yes. What? There is a GoFundMe page started for Tammy's broken nail.
Stop
and
that.
You could help her out.
Okay, knock it off. Anyway, plus it was on sale, like 80% off.
Good
so
Lord.
I know. So I'm like, I have to get it. It's so perfect. So then I have to go to another store now to change my husband's shirt and his bow tie and his pants, so everything matches with what I'm wearing. And I was so concerned when I got home that he was like, really? I had this whole thing planned that I wanted to wear, but he ended up loving it. And he said to me, he goes, it's the perfect dress, honey. It was like the ball gown fairy godmother popped out and said, here you go, Tam. It's perfect.
ACM nominated morning show host, finder of the perfect dress.
I couldn't believe it.
Personal shopper.
Yes.
She is Tammy. In the meantime, Tammy was on the quest for the perfect dress.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get my damn truck washed all weekend.
Uh-huh.
All weekend.
That's a quest.
It was this past weekend. That's coming up next, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I miss the 70s when there were important songs like that one.
That's a fun song. I love that song.
Hey, I've actually worked at the car wash,
mm-hmm,
which is why I have a rule in my life to myself. Working at the car wash out of high school in Apple Valley, Minnesota, Mermaid Car Wash, by the way, made me realize something very important in my life at a very early part of my life. I never want to wash my own car.
Yes, totally understand
I
that.
I wash everybody else's car that summer. So that's why I do something really dopey. I have a place where I just love going to it. I love how they do it. And it's a good 25-minute drive from my house. And I know what you're asking. My daughter just asked me over the weekend, why are you driving almost a half hour to get your car washed?
Well, when you're looking for a good detailing, a good deep clean, and you find the place that does it perfect for you, what you have to do.
Would you drive a half hour for the perfect steak?
Yes.
Of course. So yeah, why wouldn't you do the same for, mm-hmm, the perfect car wash?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm such a dope. Despite the fact that the weather was the way it was this weekend, I was like, no. My weather app says 0% chance of precipitation. I'm saying this as my windshield wipers are wiping the rain that's falling on my car.
Oops.
I'm like, you know what? I'm more than halfway to the car wash at this point when I finally realize it's not going to stop raining. And it didn't. So I'll just do it again tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
I had plans on going to the Carlsbad Street Fair,
yeah,
on Sunday. Before that, let's fit the car wash in.
Yes.
After all, my app says there's 0% chance of rain. That's the windshield wipers again mocking me. I just want my car washed, Tammy.
Yeah, I know.
I was so dopey that I was so stubborn that even though I'm driving in the rain, leaving Carlsbad, heading inland on 78, I'm thinking by the time I get inland, it'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just the May gray right now at the coast.
Nope.
Stupid rain. Stupid John.
Yeah, it's all right.
Everybody else is talking about rain.
Yes.
My app says 0%. I probably haven't refreshed that app for months. That's
right?
Probably why it said that. My truck is still dirty.
And now rain spotted now, with that dirt.
Well, yes. At least I didn't spend the money I was going to spend and then,
yes,
have it rain on the way, mm-hmm, home, which was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We found out we have a new fan,
mm-hmm,
over the weekend as Tam and I were hosting a gala for the Home of Guiding Hands downtown.
Our fan has feathers.
Tell everybody your name and what part of San Diego you're from.
Neil Fritz, and I'm from Poway, California.
And your wife is with you?
Hi, I'm Diane Fritz.
Now, you were telling me that there's a very special listener in your house of KSON and John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Yes, our special friend is Angel. She's our Senegal parrot, and she's been listening to you guys for more than a decade.
How old is your parrot?
She is 24 years old.
That's crazy. What's the lifespan for a parrot?
Really long.
About 40 years.
30 to
she
40
will,
years.
Wow. She will outlive
She's gonna
us.
Outlive us.
Is it a talking parrot?
You know, she says 10 or 12 things, and she's a little flirt. She loves men.
Okay.
Absolutely loves men. Any new man that comes in, I no longer exist.
I wonder if we could teach Angel to say, I spoke country, K-S-O-N. That'd be kind of interesting.
Oh, about the John best you can get her to do is say bye-bye or hello.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Angel, bye-bye. Yeah. Hello.
She's very good at bye-bye.
All right.
But she listens to you all the time. Oh. We have Google turn you on, and we'll be putting around the house. And
I love it.
I never thought we had Paris listening.
I know, I didn't either.
Angel loves you guys.
Oh, Angel.
Thank you, Angel. Love right. you, Angel. John and Tammy. Bye-bye.
Man, it's too bad parrots can't vote for the ACMs.
I know.
We'd have won that damn thing. It was a close, close contest, but thanks to Angel and her friend Polly, you're the winners.
We have more on us not winning an ACM, but how we're still going to broadcast from the ACMs.
Yeah. No one celebrates losing better than we do.
That's
plenty of experience at it.
That's at 7:35 this morning. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Santee. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to debate whether I should do anything for Cinco de Mayo today. It's so lame having it on a Monday. Stupid calendar.
It is lame. Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that most people did a big celebration over the weekend, you know, whether it was Old Town or Gas Lamp.
Sure. And you could at least have it on Taco Tuesday. That would
right. Monday. Yay. It's like having a birthday on a Monday.
Yeah.
Either way, Tony, Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
All right, Tammy, you got to go.
All right, good luck.
Tony, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gatestore.com. Also, you should know that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Correct.
This weekend was the Kentucky Derby. True or false? Every horse involved in the race this year was a descendant of Secretariat.
True.
Kerry Washington is said to be rebooting Desperate Housewives. What network aired Desperate Housewives?
ABC.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. How many pounds of avocados are purchased each year during Cinco de Mayo? 22 million, 65 million, or 87 million?
Let's go mid, 65.
Today is National Astronaut Day. Name one of the first two men who landed on the moon from the Apollo 11 mission.
Oh my gosh. Armstrong.
And finally, happy birthday to Adele. Adele is engaged to Rich Paul. Rich is a big sports agent. His most notable client is LeBron James. What team did LeBron initially get drafted and play for?
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right, let's get 10 back in. So, Tony, are you planning anything today?
We're on our way to Disneyland.
Well, there you go. Celebrating in style. First thing you do at Disneyland this morning?
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain right off the bat. Good for you before the lines get too crazy.
Yes. Definitely.
I like that plan, Tony. I approve. Tony did four out of five, Tam.
Nice job.
Yeah, and they're on their way to Disneyland. I got a text from my daughter, Abby, over the weekend. She and her boyfriend, Zach, went to Disneyland. The text simply said, I am so devastated. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? They stopped selling the vegan shawarma outside Avengers Campus. God, really? Could you lead with that? And hold the I'm so devastated.
Yeah.
The vegan shawarma is gone from DCA. This weekend was the Kentucky Derby. True or false? Every horse involved in the race this year was a descendant of Secretariat.
That is true.
I mean,
it's incredible.
It's so cool. 1-1. Kerry Washington said to be rebooting Desperate Housewives. What network aired Desperate Housewives?
Ooh, what was it originally on? ABC?
ABC is right. Tony knew that. It's 2-2. Happy Cinco de Mayo. How many pounds of avocados are purchased each year during Cinco de Mayo? Is it 22 million, 65 million, or 87 million?
Why not? Go big or go home. Let's go 87.
The most of any time of the year, it makes sense that 87 million pounds of avocados will be used today to make up some really good guacamole. You been making any guacamole tonight?
Oh, I have a ton of avocados sitting on my counter right now.
And you like to make guacamole.
Oh, yes.
And you like to bring leftovers. It is now 3-2 because Tony went with the middle. Timmy, today is National Astronaut Day. Name one of the first two men who landed on the moon from the Apollo 11 mission.
Neil Armstrong?
That is right. Buzz Aldrin, the other. Tony knew that. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, happy birthday to Adele. Engaged to Rich Paul. Rich is a big sports agent. His most notable client is LeBron James. What team did LeBron initially get drafted by and play for?
What did he start with? Well, the only one I can... Cleveland?
Cleveland is right. Nicely done. Man, no weekend fog there. 5 out of 5 for Tampa Day, Tony. So despite a great effort, you're not going to get any of her money.
That's all right.
We do have a great prize for you, though. You have a pair of tickets for KSON's All-American Summer starring Scotty McCreery and the band Perry happening June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Awesome. That is so amazing. Thank you so much.
Tony, be safe. Enjoy Disneyland. In the meantime, I do have this for you to say.
I'm Tony and Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's as if Post Malone wrote that song for us.
I love that song, by the way. It's a great song.
Not only are you loving it, we're living it.
We are. John and I, as we announced on Friday, did not win the ACM award that we were nominated for.
It's gotten to this. We announced what we didn't win.
Yes. It was so nice of the guys in Parmalee to do a video with us talking about that. Thank you guys for that. They've never even been nominated for an ACM, which is a tragedy.
Stupid. It really is.
Anyway, John and I, when we first found out that we were nominated, decided that we wanted to do our own ACM awards.
Yes, but we don't mean the Academy of Country Music Awards. We mean the Awards for Community Magnificence.
And we had 4 categories, and we now have 4 winners that we are going to announce at the ACM Awards.
We are having our own ACM Awards show, so stick that, you ACM people. We don't need you.
We don't. And this Thursday, John and I, broadcasting from the ACM Awards, we'll be at ACM Autobody in Escondido.
Yes, the only ACM we care about.
That's right. And we'll be doing our show from there, giving out our local awards, having the winners accept their awards. We'll have a red carpet. John and I are dressing to the nines.
Where do we get a red carpet?
My husband has a red carpet.
Oh, of course he does. I forgot. Kurt has a red carpet.
Actually, it's just a roll of red felt. Okay. It'll work as a red carpet. We used it years ago in a theme party that we threw.
Perfect. Red carpet, paparazzi,
used red carpet.
Gift bags.
Yes. Are you in charge of the gift bags?
No, I just threw it out there. Okay. And you went with it. So I was going to keep going. Jessica, gift bags.
Anyway, we're going to do our own award show because we don't need the stinking ACMs to tell us that we deserve an award.
No, we don't need that at all. Or the CMAs. Or the UT Reader's Poll. I'm a loser, baby. But it doesn't matter.
This Thursday, join us 6 to 9 at ACM Auto Body and Paint in Escondido. Come take a picture with us. Walk the red carpet or the red felt piece of cloth, whatever it is that we have. But
this is going to be just as good as country music's second biggest night.
Listen, we have awards to hand out for our winners of John and Tammy's Awards for Community Magnificence. And so I think it's right that we're going to do this for them because they deserved it. You went out and voted for them, and we're looking forward to seeing who won each category.
Who's going to get the ACM? Our ACM for the best local gym for regular people, for the best place to get your car cleaned after your kid dumps a bag of Goldfish crackers in it, at the very least. Best place to get the meat sweats.
Mm-hmm. And the best place to get messed up safely on a Saturday night.
Find out this Thursday at the ACM's Auto Body and Paint in Escondido. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
In the dirt, and here comes Fernando. He will be saved. He got in. Fernando sneaks in the back door. Padres take the lead.
Audio courtesy of MLB TV. Thanks to the great Don Orsillo, and thanks to the even greater, all due respect, Don, Fernando Tatis Jr., who basically did it all this weekend. That was him, stealing home to give us the lead in the eventual victory on Saturday night against the Pirates.
I got to tell you, the video of him stealing home was the highlight John was sharing with everyone Saturday night when we were out at the gala for the Home of Guiding Hands. Well, I mean, obviously we're there for our gala, but everyone was interested to watch that play because it was amazing.
I mean, that was Saturday night, the night after Fernando had to leave the game Friday night after getting drilled on his left forearm by an over 90-mile-an-hour fastball. There was a collective, when everyone saw it, thinking he might be out for the season. Nah, he bounces back and, hits a double, steals third, steals home. Padres win. Padres get a much-needed sweep of a team that they clearly are better than, and good. That's what you do with teams that are not as good as you are. You pack their lunch for you, mm-hmm. And that's what the Padres did, a sweep over the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that's good news, because we head into the Bronx today to take on the very okay, New York Yankees. Mm-hmm. I don't sweat the Yankees, Tim.
Okay.
Padres shouldn't be afraid of the Yankees. Padres are a better team than the Yankees are.
I ain't scared.
Plus, it's not going to hinder any of your Cinco de Mayo celebrating because the game is on East Coast time, meaning 4:05 first pitch. You can listen to every pitch of every Padres game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Go Pods. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOS. It's such a conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, Cinco de Mayo on a Monday.
Mondays.
Nevertheless, Feliz Cinco de Mayo. Another conundrum. If you're trying to watch what you eat,
mm-hmm.
Hard to do so on a day like Cinco de Mayo.
I know it is. I hear thinking like all the chips and the guac and the dip and the tacos and the margaritas and
all the things that are so beautiful.
I know.
So beautiful. A lot of Cinco de Mayo celebrations happened over the weekend in mm-hmm. Gaslamp and Old Town, but there are still some events happening throughout town today, even though it is a Monday.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to watch what you eat, my suggestion is, I don't know, don't.
Yeah, forget about it, right? However, John, I have a solution. Our friend Ciro, who you usually bring in on Valentine's Day to serenade women.
Let's be honest, a sexy serenade.
Yes, and it turns out he's saying things that are icky and awful, but sounds really good because it's in Spanish.
It's one of my favorite things.
So I went to Ciro, and I asked him to give us a recipe for a low-calorie dish to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Things are always so much better when they're read by our sexy Spaniard, Ciro.
I think you might like this recipe.
Enchiladas de pollo y rollo de col. Esta receta de cena de 5 ingredientes utiliza 2 geniales trucos para hacer la cena saludable y en menos de una hora. Primero sustituye hojas de repollo en lugar de tortillas para cortar los carbohidratos y obtener una porción más de vegetales. Segundo, usa ingredientes preparados, frijoles refritos picosos y salsa de enchilada para agregar mucho sabor sin una lista de ingredientes larga. Disfruta.
Wow. It's an enchilada awesome. Something. Tell me.
All right, here we go. Cabbage roll chicken enchiladas.
What?
This 5-ingredient dinner recipe uses 2 genius hacks to make dinner healthy and great. And it takes under an hour. First, swap in cabbage leaves for tortillas.
All right, just stop. Just stop with the madness. Because you've all sat around your Cinco de Mayo dinner and said, you know what would make this delicious tortilla better? If it was replaced by a cabbage leaf.
It's better when Ciro says
Let Ciro do it. All right. You know what? Diets don't count on Cinco de Mayo. Have a great one. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Vanessa in Escondido. Hey, Vanessa.
Hi.
Vanessa, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Vanessa, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, agaragedoorandgatestore.com. Also need to let you know that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
This weekend was the Kentucky Derby. Without going over, but within 3, what number derby was this?
43.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. True or false? Cinco de Mayo is only celebrated in the U.S. and Mexico.
True.
Today is also Met Gala Monday. Anna Wintour is responsible for the overall gala, supporting the Costume Institute at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. She's also the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine. Meryl Streep played Miranda Priestley in what movie said to be loosely based on Anna?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Kerry Washington is said to be rebooting Desperate Housewives. What role did Kerry Washington play in Scandal?
I don't know.
And finally, happy birthday to Henry Cavill. Henry's the first non-American actor to play what DC superhero?
Thunderbolt?
Vanessa, what do you got going on today?
Work.
Work. What do you
do? Work. I work at an insurance agency.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Thank you. We do our best.
Okay, good. Tammy, today Vanessa did 1 out of 5. Sorry. Tammy, okay. This weekend was the Kentucky Derby. Without going over, but within 3, what number derby was this?
Okay. I seem to remember something like, it's like 150 or something, but I don't want to go over. So I'm going to go 149.
149 is within the parameters. It's the 151st Kentucky Derby. Vanessa was off by way over 100. So it's 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, happy Cinco de Mayo. True or false? Cinco de Mayo is only celebrated in the U.S. and Mexico.
True.
While the holiday originated in Mexico to commemorate the Battle of Puebla, very big celebration of Mexican culture, not only in America, but also in Canada, Australia, and Japan, okay, among others. I did not know Japan celebrated Cinco de Mayo. Anyway, It's 1-0 because also Vanessa said true. Today is also Met Gala Monday. Anna Wintour is responsible for the overall gala supporting the Costume Institute at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. She's also the editor-in-chief of Vogue. Meryl Streep played Miranda Priestley in what movie said to be loosely based on Anna?
Devil Wears Prada. I heard not so loosely based. Like, very close.
Well, Vanessa knew that, so it is 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Kerry Washington is said to be rebooting Desperate Housewives. What role did she play in Scandal?
Like her character's name, or
yes,
what did she do?
Her character's name.
Oh, I have no idea. So let's just go with Macy.
I mean, it's a guess. Olivia Pope is the actual answer. Still 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, happy birthday to Henry Cavill. Henry is the first non-American actor to play what DC superhero?
Superman.
He played Superman. Vanessa, today Tammy wins by a score of 3-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
Vanessa, you have a pair of tickets now for KSON's All-American Summer with Scotty McCreery and the band Perry, happening June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Nice. Thank you.
Vanessa, enjoy yourself. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Unfortunately, I have to have you say this before you go.
Hi, I'm Vanessa from Escondido. I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like,
yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.